This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's say tonight, with this emotion we feel, this is the day that the federal government must promise us that they will pass sensible gun control, because enough is enough.
I've asked for a moment of silence at 6 p.m. tonight nationwide. As soon as I think about this, I think about having daughters and having grandkids, and you don't ever want to have a call like this that you lost a loved one. And so my heart goes out to everybody involved.
All right, so Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, goes nuts on the guns, saying this can never happen again. And Governor Rick Scott, you heard him there, the last comment, talking about the moment of silence and remembering the victims, that kind of thing, because you never want to get that phone call that so many people got after what happened at the Orlando nightclub. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I say we're at the crossroads of what's happening in this country. It's the buzz in your backyard and mine. And anywhere you go, even though people don't want to linger on that conversation for long, because truly it is very, very sad. And we've seen wall-to-wall coverage, and of course we've had it here on America Tonight. Every day there's a different twist as to what, happens in the story. And the rumors are, rumors abound. That's the thing. Rumors are everywhere. There was even a classmate that said that that Omar Mateen was gay, so he thinks that he targeted that club because of that. The bottom line is he gunned down 49 people, left dozens of others injured before he was killed in a shootout with police. They're investigating any international terrorist ties to the attack. He called 911, pledged his allegiance to ISIS. I think he's a lone wolf guy. It's a very sad, sad day. And it's a mad, mad world when this happens. His family is supposedly shocked. The father says his son's motives had nothing to do with religion. There were lots of reports of his background and the conversation about how angry he was when he saw two men kissing in front of his wife and child earlier this year in Miami. He speculated that might have been partly the motivation for the attack. This is Martine's father on the gay nightclub. Boy, oh boy, either way, just pure, pure insanity. The president is going to Orlando, and he's already reacted and talked about that this can't go on and mentioned other places. And, now we're going to have lots of fights, I'm sure, in Congress over something that is continually argued about, and it's guns, and it's probably specifically assault weapons is what I'm assuming that we'll see again. A couple of, believe it or not, other things are going on in the world that I'm just going to mention quickly here, like the Supreme Court, the people in the robes, the highest court in the land. While you were sleeping and while we were focusing on the sad tragedy, the Supreme Court ruled that Puerto Rico can't restructure its debt. So what does that mean? They're going belly up, baby. The Supreme Court said they can't restructure the debt of its public utilities because this has been part of the discussion. It was a 5-2 vote of trying to avoid their financial crisis, closing off one of the last remaining options for avoiding default without help from Congress. The justices said that the government and the people of Puerto Rico should not have to wait for possible congressional action to avert a financial crisis, that the Constitution does not allow them to rewrite a statute that Congress enacted, though, in 1984. So the states can allow municipalities to seek debt relief, the lower court said. And Puerto Rico has been included as a state under the bankruptcy code, but I know it sounds all confusing, doesn't it? It's not really confusing, though. It's basically they're swimming without a paddle, and they're looking for relief, right? So this is the big question. The what they're saying is the talking about what's happened as far as a bailout. The House passed a bill to the president's desk to prevent a taxpayer bailout and help the people of Puerto Rico. The Senate is not as quick to act. They have doubts about the House bill, but considering the July 1st deadline, they're saying it still could move to the floor for a direct vote because there's no plan B for Puerto Rico. No plan B. There's no other bailout. There's no other way. They got nothing, right? Now, the dissenting opinion was Sonia Sotomayor insisting that Puerto Rico's law created the only non-federal bankruptcy solution to restructure the debts that could cripple the citizens. So bottom line is they need a bailout. They need a hand. They're trying to figure it out. And this goes back to that whole Puerto Rico thing. And what are we doing with Puerto Rico? Is it the next official state, Puerto Rico? There was a big push for that, of course, to happen. As I mentioned, the conversation far and wide is about what has happened in Orlando. So coming up this hour, we're going to talk to a law enforcement official, I'll call him. I hate that word, but he's so knowledgeable, Dr. GM Cox, about what happened there, what was missed, what we should be looking for, etc. Plus, I do a double dip into a mailbag because I had literally hundreds of emails about the Orlando shooting. Most of it focused on that. And we're going to also talk to Josh Evans from Leland's Jim Craig. Remember him? Miracle on Ice, 1980 Olympic gold medal winner, selling his gold medal, selling hockey pads, selling, you know, he's the goalie, selling anything, his jeans that he stood on the platform with, selling anything related to the Miracle on Ice. I don't know, having that gold medal would be pretty interesting, wouldn't it? He wants to leave money for his children, give money to his children to go to school or college or whatever they want to do with it. And he says that's the reason why he's selling it. They tried to sell it in one full package for like $5.7 million, but that didn't work out, so they're separating it all out. You know, that's kind of that thing of what's it worth to you? It's hard to say, and these auctions are always so fascinating to me, especially with sports memorabilia, because, boy, you'd be surprised when it's somebody's favorite, when it's something they desperately want, what they're willing to pay for it. One time somebody told me that's the value of art or sports memorabilia. What somebody's willing to pay, that is what it's worth. I thought that was pretty clever, actually, I have to say. What somebody's willing to give you, that's what it's worth. That's what it means, right? I don't know. They say it's in the eye of the beholder, just like beauty. How much you're willing to cough up, right? Absolutely. I don't know about many of you, but I've gotten also some emails from some of you concerned about what was happening with the weather. I said this the other night. It has been pouring. There have been mosquito-like conditions, but the worst place that's gotten hit in Texas has been Houston. So the people in Houston are the ones who have really, 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 really had a tough time with the rain because of all the overflowing rivers and creeks and whatnot that's caused a lot of problems in low-lying areas. Not as bad in some of the bigger cities in the great state of Texas. Hang through, relax, back with more in just a few.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one
suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah, you can keep that stuff. You can keep it playing. This cat is already being skinned. Don't give me that look. Better revenge than drop each limb for every day.
Welcome back to America. Tonight we've been talking about this gunman and the situation in Orlando with 50 dead and 53 injured, and the fact that the FBI had spoken to him twice, and what the ex-wife is saying, and all kinds of little sad nuggets are starting to fall out of the sky as to more information on him, and how could anyone have stopped him, and that is the question. Dr. G.M. Cox joins us. He is absolutely a law enforcement expert. He's the director of public administration at the master's degree program at Tarleton State University in Fort Worth, Texas. Hey, Dr. Cox, thanks for coming on. So what was your first reaction when you heard what happened with this mass shooting in Orlando? Did, you know, like so many of us, we automatically assumed terror because it sort of was being pumped out that way.
I agree. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what I thought. I said, oh, my God. Of course, the first report, there was 20 people. And then now we know there's 49, including plus the shooter. So, my first thought was, oh, my gosh, we have another 9/11 or a San Bernardino kind of event. And of course, I think like every American does, we probably thought, oh, this is another terrorist attack. Wait and see what happens. And that's exactly what happens. We see a radical Islamist has been radicalized, even declared his fidelity to ISIS.
Yeah. And the, in talking about law enforcement and these situations, here it was at this nightclub, and they were trying to negotiate with him. I mean, how tough is it in that situation?
Well, I think we have to keep in mind that when they first engaged this guy, the shooter, it was a more of an active shooter situation, which is it requires an immediate response. It requires taking on the shooter and stop the aggression. On the other hand, once it transitioned, and these are very dynamic situations. Once it transitioned to a hostage situation, now the police officers have to hold and see what they've got, because they cannot be seen to unnecessarily put innocents at risk. and or shoot them themselves. I mean, can you imagine what would happen if they accidentally got in the crosshairs and one of the individuals that got shot by law enforcement was a citizen? So they have to slow down, because there's no evidence that I've been able to hear that he was still an active shooter and executing people inside. If that's the case, then they should have gone in immediately.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know this, too. He'd been interviewed by the FBI over a potential terror link, and, right. You know, he was twice they talked to him. So some people are saying, well, how could the FBI not have gotten him? But here's the thing. You have to have evidence. They questioned him. They questioned other people. Geez, that's just a terrible situation.
It is, but I think it's fair to ask, why wasn't his name within the national background check for weapons at least flagged? I mean, you know, they have at least, we have two confirmed contacts with the FBI. We have one possible additional one, which is three. So I don't know about you, but there's over 330 million Americans, and this one guy gets some attention from the FBI. I think it would have been reasonable to put him on at least not necessarily a watch list, but at least flag his name in the national background register.
Yeah, and I mean, that's absolutely the definite question. Why didn't that happen? Isn't this what the big push is for? And as much as there's this sort of grab for guns, look what could have already happened and didn't happen right there.
Absolutely. He bought the gun legally. I mean, the dialogue everybody wants to focus on is this inanimate object called a weapon, a gun. And it's not, we should be focusing on the guy, this radicalized individual, this American, killed other Americans over this radical ideology that, when, number one, we're not even allowed to talk about. So, you know, you saw the president immediately, he refused to call it radical Islam. He just called it was a radicalized individual that conducted a terrorist activity. When you cannot control or at least have a full dialogue, it kind of means you can't talk about the elephant in the room.
Yeah, and you know, when we see stuff like this happen, which is terrible, our worst mass shooting, like you said, focus on the guy, Omar Mateen, then my fear is that somebody else decides to do almost a copycat kind of thing. And I've talked with people in the FBI, and I've talked with plenty of others who have gone through lists and whatnot, and they fear that there'll be more lone wolf terrorists like him that will proclaim that they're doing this in the name of ISIS. In fact, I had somebody pretty high up in the FBI tell me that is exactly what they talk about constantly as what they're the most concerned about.
Right, absolutely. I mean, because these individuals are already open to suggestion.
Yeah.
Or they wouldn't be able to be radicalized anyway. So they start seeing, number one, this guy's pretty successful in the eyes of the terrorists. I mean, he kills 50 people, wounds 53. He engages law enforcement. And now he's gone on to meet Allah. And his promised land is there, and he's become a hero within the ISIS community, this radicalized Islamist community. And so you think an individual who has got no fame, look at before yesterday, I mean, the world did not know who Mateen was. Now everybody knows who he is.
Yeah.
And so they see this fame being attached. They see that he's successful, and why can't I do the same? So, yeah, I think there's a certain degree of copycat concern. On the other hand, we know these, and we should understand that there are other individuals in the United States who have been radicalized and just waiting for the right moment, the right target. And we all have to do a better job of not only screening those folks, but taking care of ourselves.
Yeah, when you say taking care of ourselves, what should you do, you know, when you're in public places, when you're in crowded places? I think we just feel like we're in a bubble, but is it smart to look around, know those exits, et cetera?
That's absolutely exactly right. There's a great book out there. I highly recommend your listeners read it. It's called Escape the Wolf, Wolf Being a Threat, and it's written by a guy named Clint Emerson. And he talks about situational awareness. He talks about personal awareness. When you walk into a place, have you scoped out the exits? Don't focus on the people so much. But I got to tell you, if you see a guy walking through the front door carrying a weapon of any kind, dressed in all black, you ought to say, this is not the proper venue for that, and bells should go off in your head. But at the same time, I want them to focus on the physical locality. Where are the exits? What can you do if you had to run? And that's the first thing I'd recommend. If confronted, run. If you can't run, hide. If you can't hide, then be prepared to fight.
Yeah, wow, great advice. Absolutely, escape the wolf. All right, Dr. G.M. Cox, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome.
All right, so you heard what Dr. Cox had to say, some great advice, especially I like what he talked about in that book, the fact that they talk about situational awareness, not to be paranoid, but just to know your surroundings. Safe in many, many ways, because I've said this before, what if there's a fire? What if there's something else that happens and you have no idea which direction you're even headed? You could save yourself, maybe save your life, save yourself a lot of grief, or, you know, save some other people. Who knows? So the man responsible for the deadliest mass shooting in U.S. history has been described by his ex-wife as emotionally unstable. He was interviewed, as I mentioned, by the FBI over potential terror links. He pledged his allegiance in the 911 call to ISIS. He had a steady job. A former co-worker of the 29-year-old Mateen's, you know, talked about or claimed that he said he saw the attack coming. He said he was an angry person, violent in nature, a bigot in almost every class of person. This was a guy named Dan Gilroy, who was a security guard beside Mateen for about a year between 2014 and 2015. And he's now a police officer. And he said that Mateen's behavior, check this out, was so concerning to him that he quit working with him. He saw the red flags, didn't like it, quit working with him. Now, there again, nothing happens. Company, what's the company doing? He was a security officer at G4S Security Solutions, which is one of the world's largest private security companies. So he had a gun. I mean, he had gun. He was registered a gun for what he did. According to a neighbor, you know, here's the thing. He, while a security guard, at the often manning the metal detectors at the front of the building, the courthouse in Port St. Lucie, you know, that's, he was there. He was married to a woman who lived with him in a condo, and they had a 3.5-year-old son. Just crazy. It boggles the mind. You know, 20 minutes into the attack, I mentioned that he pledges allegiance to ISIS. He calls 911, tells the dispatcher that he pledges his allegiance to ISIS. He mentions the 2013 Boston Marathon bomber, the bombers, both of them. And as I mentioned, the FBI interviewed him in two terror-related cases, but both of them were closed. He wasn't under investigation. He wasn't being surveilled at the time of the attack. They say the interviews turned out to be inconclusive, so there was nothing to keep the investigation going, is what the FBI says. You know, they interviewed him over a possible connection with an American suicide bomber. Wow, wow, wow. Sad, sad way to kick off the week in talking about this, and so sorry for the people in Orlando and the families whose lives are shattered by just an absolutely shocking, shocking mass shooting on Saturday. Stay with us.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
There's a man named Dr. Joel Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why does the United States spend more money on healthcare by far and still rank 50th in health and longevity worldwide? He believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, take charge of their health, and attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects and more toxic prescription drugs. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the big government, big pharma, and big insurance manipulation of our healthcare system. I'm George Norrie, and I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare. Visit brightsidebend.com and listen to Doc Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I urge you to join the Brightside Bend team. Go to brightsidebend.com. That's brightsidebend.com.
As everybody knows, I am a huge hockey fan. In fact, if you go to my Facebook page and friend me, I've got an interview that I just did with my uncle, Bernie Perrant, who was the goaltender for the Broad Street Bullies, where they won back-to-back Stanley Cups, in the 70s. And we just saw that Pittsburgh eliminated San Jose and won the Stanley Cup in San Jose at the Shark Tank. So another season of hockey is done. When you talk about hockey, for people who are just a little bit interested in it, one moment in time, almost any person that you talk to who knows anything about the Olympics or has seen this moment, etc., remembers the Miracle on Ice and the great Jim Craig. Well, guess what? There is a Jim Craig Miracle on Ice collection, and it has Craig's 1980 Olympic gold medal and a slew of other loot connected to that. I cannot tell you how many people hearken back to the Miracle on Ice. So Josh Evans is in our virtual green room. He knows all about this, of course, from Leland's. They've got this big auction coming up. You can go to lelands.com. And Josh, this is really very, very big. As soon as I saw this story, I was like, wow, I can't believe it, because this is one moment, like I said, that sort of transcends sports, actually. Even if you're not a big fan of hockey, most people know the Miracle on Ice.
That's true. I mean, it's been immortalized in film,
yep.
TV, the TV coverage will be shown for forever, and it's just one of those things that that gives us all a very special feeling.
Yeah, I agree. So you actually have the Olympic gold medal. Anyone who buys this collection gets the Olympic gold medal?
That's right. We're auctioning off, I believe, 17 major pieces that come directly from Jim Craig, who's decided, you know, he wants his family and his future family to be taken care of. And he's going to be, you know, putting this money in a trust for the future. And, you know, these things are so valuable that, you know, it's hard to rationalize financially not to sell them.
Right. So that's just part of it, too. But also, aren't jerseys included in this?
That's right. There's a jersey from the jerseys from the Russian game. The jersey from the gold medal game against Sweden. There's his skates he wore, stick he used, his goalie mask. I mean, the stuff's really incredible. But perhaps most interestingly is the flag that he wore on his shoulders when he skated on the ice in the final game. And that's a very iconic moment and really represents the collection and Jim, and it just really represents the times in America.
So you get the whole collection. So if somebody bids on this, it's not piecemeal, right? You get the whole collection, whatever the bid gets up to. The asking price is $5.7 million, right?
No, that's not right. We did that several months ago. We actually offered it as a single collection so that, you know, it could stay together. But after that didn't happen, we are now auctioning it off individually so people can buy, you know, all these things individual. And whoever gets what, they get that.
Wow. So that's great. So maybe somebody doesn't have the, you know, what you had asked before for the whole package, but they want the gold medal, they want the jerseys, they want whatever. So that means that they can bid on separate items. That's great.
Yes. And, you know, the numbers are already pretty significant. That, you know, I think the flag's up to about 200,000. So is the Russian jersey. But then there's things that are, you know, $1,000, $2,000. It's all over the board.
Wow. And you've got everything, too. You mentioned some of it. You've got, you know, goalie pants, goalie blocker, goalie leg pads, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah, there's even the jeans he wore to walk into the stadium for the opening ceremonies. I mean, it's everything.
Well,
the
wow.
Whole caboodle.
Wow. Okay, so if somebody wants to find out more about that, they go to lelands.com.
That's correct. You know, we check you on you financially. You can register or you can just look at it. It's pretty great. And, you know, if anyone else out there has, you know, other Jim Craig memorabilia, 1980 Olympic memorabilia, or any sports memorabilia of any kind, we have auctions upcoming that that sells that kind of stuff. And we can just tell you, you know, what it's worth. You don't even have to sell it.
Oh, I like that, what it's worth. We'll have to do a show one time where we go through a couple of things and we find out what it's worth, because that'd be fun to see what people have out there.
I love doing that. I've been doing that's what I do my that's what I do every day. That's my whole life. It's you know, telling people what things are worth, and it's actually fun. It's fun because sometimes things are worth much more, and sometimes things are worth much less and people are very disappointed. And you know, it's kind of funny, but call me tomorrow. Stuff through the years.
Yeah, things you collect and you have no idea. I love it. All right, so check out lelands.com. Josh Evans, thanks so much. It's interesting in talking to Josh, this whole Jim Craig stuff. He already mentioned it, the game used jerseys, the pants, the goalie pads, just absolutely crazy to me. The thing is, the story is that 1980 gold medal, and you heard what Josh said. He wants to make sure his family is taken care of as far financially, and because especially gold medal is so valuable, and people went nuts for the Miracle on Ice. It makes sense if you look at what's involved in that collection, and he mentioned it. We've talked to Josh before. It's always fascinating to me, and he said it, trying to figure out what things are worth and people that get disappointed or people that are blown away. You know, it's almost like that antiques roadshow, and sports memorabilia, just like everything else, is absolutely all over the board. But I'll have to tell you, I looked at the, this auction closes June 17th, but if you go to Leland's.com, I'm looking right now at the gold medal, and it is pretty wild. It just must be. I've always wondered that. What would it be like to win a gold medal and be, you know, stand there on that podium and, you know, get the gold medal? I mean, just must be a surreal moment, and when you look at that, I'm thinking about that as I look at that. It's just, you know, absolutely crazy, and it's wild to look at the skates that he had then. He's got a bid right now for $10,000 for those skates and the goalie pads, and you know, all of that that's out there. So he was smart. He kept everything, realizing, of course, that how huge that was. I don't even know if. At that moment, obviously, it was big, but I don't know that any of us really realized how giant the Miracle on Ice would become, but certainly it is. And when I look at some of what the other collections include, it's wild, because Leland's has auctioned all kinds of things off, a lot of sports, but not just sports. Horse racing memorabilia is huge for them. We just went through the Belmont Stakes over the weekend, where Creator won, not the horse that had won the Preakness Exaggerator. A lot of people were talking about the odds on Exaggerator. So in these big races, even, it's amazing what people will take away from it. But especially if you have a Triple Crown or an amazing horse like Seabiscuit. They had the whole Seabiscuit collection, and they actually even have something. I saw this from Secretariat. You think of the great Secretariat. They have a Secretariat Marlboro Cup winner's blanket. Think of that, 1973. That is crazy. That just takes you back. I think that's what sports memorabilia is about, too. I think it's, to me, it's personal, because you had some kind of, the first person who got it, especially a lot of times it has something to do with you personally, your personal connection. For example, for me, I have some sports memorabilia. Pete Rose signed a ball for me with his hits, 4,256. The great Nolan Ryan, who pitched 7 no-hitters. And then Mike Modano signed a Stanley Cup puck for me when the Dallas Stars won the Stanley Cup back in 1999. And I think that's what you find a lot of times with, I mean, it could be anything, like I said, the Antiques Roadshow, etc. The whole idea of what it is that you have and what it's worth. But in sports, when it's a big moment especially, or it's a big person, that's usually what we're talking about, that you see that it goes for sometimes millions of dollars, depending on what. That's what we've seen in the art world, how it's all over the map. So Josh Evans, who's the founder and chairman of Leland's, talks about that. He's talked about that with some of the other memorabilia that Leland's has auctioned off, and often grabbing, like the Honus Wagner card, often grabbing headlines. You'll see big stories about that. And they have a certain amount of time where these auctions go live and then they close down, which makes sense because, I mean, they have like this. I was just looking at this too. They have, they've got a Carl Hubbell Giants game uniform from 1937. Wow. They have a Lou Gehrig Hall of Fame bronze plaque. And I looked at that Secretary blanket. That's pretty cool, too, I have to say. Anyway, just a shot of something completely different. It's something fascinating to me, what people say, what it's worth, and then what it's auctioned off for. Hang with us. More coming your way on the flip side. We'll be right back.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Vaping enthusiasts, head to VaporPalace.com. Choose from over 150 flavors and a selection of exclusive private stock vapor liquid you won't find anywhere else. New flavors are added every month, and our customer service is unbeatable. VaporPalace.com offers 15% off all vapor liquid on Fridays, and get 10% off every order with coupon code VAPOR10 at checkout. Combine the codes on Fridays for 25% off. The ultimate destination for the vaping enthusiast, VaporPalace.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Once again, the mailbag is filled with, so much of it focusing on Omar Mateen, the situation in Orlando, what's happened there, the mass killing, the worst mass killing in U.S. history. So we're going to head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one is from Peter. He says, Kate, gosh, my heart is just broken hearing all these stories, now learning about the victims. Although I've heard you say it on a show before when something terrible's happened. I've been listening to you for a long time. Like, you had somebody on that survived the Virginia Tech massacre, and you talk about the fact that we need to know more about the victims because they were people, and it's about the people who lost their lives and what maybe amazing things they did or how they lived their life or just some little nugget from them, from people who knew them, to, I don't know, not hold up the shooter, but hold up, sadly, the people who lost their lives. Yeah, there is a, think about how many people that is, 50 people. That's just absolutely crazy. And you hear what the ex-wife had to say, you hear about his background, and boy, I mean, it's just, there are no words. I mean, there's just no words. I was reading something this morning that talked about, a mother talked about the fact that she had heard from her son, and son said to her, I'm going to die. I mean... Getting that phone call, getting that text, getting that message is just I mean, it's just awful. Not because of something that happened that had to do with your health. It had to do with going out and just being alive. And it's, you know, at a club, and all of a sudden shots ring out, and then that's it. And it probably took, I don't know how long for it to sink in for some people that that was what was happening. You know, just, wow. I mean, just crazy. All right, so a lot of you are thinking about that. Sarah says, boy, my thoughts and prayers go out to the people in Orlando who had their lives shattered by this. Imagine the families touched, people who had no idea what was coming, and then their families being notified and just waking up to the shock and horror of it all. Yeah, that's it. I mean, you wake up to the phone call once you find out, because now it's about identifying people. Do they have identification on them? People are, I mean, just, you know, for the first responders, I think one of the worst quotes I saw was they went into the club and there were so many people that were either dead or were writhing in pain on the ground and trying to see and find those people. They said, you know, raise your hand if you're alive. Raise your hand if you're alive. I mean, are you kidding me? Because, of course, they had to say that. They had to get to the people as fast as they could because there were so many people around them that were dead. There were people that hid all over the place, under the bar, in the bathrooms. And even some of the survivors, because, you know, it sounded like a popping sound to them, some of them thought that it was just, you know, fireworks, that it was just part of the act, that there was something going on, and that's what that was. But lo and behold, no, that's not what it was. Again, awful. Okay, just a couple more down this path, and then we'll go in a different direction. How about this one from Bob in Illinois? Kate, we listen to you all the time. Enjoy the show. I know that you're going to be talking about this mass shooting and perhaps talking about what people can do differently, what was missed, etc. Bottom line is we cannot get those people back. Bottom line is it's a horror that is undescribable. And to say now we have a different bar as far as the worst mass shooting is just disgusting to me. People, wake up. If you see anything that you know is just not right, and there are enough comparisons, there has to be a way to stop this kind of a person. There has to be a way to keep tabs on what's going on. Well, see, therein lies the problem. How do you do that? Someone has a bad day and they fling a notebook across the room. You say, oh my gosh, they're bipolar. They're going to do something. You know, there was a guy that worked with Omar Mateen who said he felt so uncomfortable around him. He knew he was just, he thought he was a whack job, that he left, that he didn't want to work with him anymore. So that's a sign. The FBI talked to him, but they said they didn't have any hardcore evidence, so they couldn't just keep going after him. See, then you get into that battle of civil rights. So then who are you? How do you decide that you're going to, you know, go after someone? Here's where I think they missed it, is in, okay, so why do we have these background checks? You know, I always talk about safe gun ownership. So if you have a background check, why wouldn't that be flagged? Especially for what they had been looking at with Omar Mateen. So if he's going and he gets semi-automatic weapons, legally he's buying them, an assault rifle, semi-automatic, wouldn't that somewhere show up? Or shouldn't it? Isn't there a way to make that happen? You cannot, there's just no way you can 100% throw a safety net over everybody in the country. I mean, wouldn't that be great if we lived in Fantasy Island? But that's impossible with the population we have and with the different scenarios that are out there and who decides who's a little bit off and who's not. Of course, you know, we always hear this. No, he seemed like a nice guy. This person was great. Although in this guy's case, we're not hearing he's a nice guy. He seemed fine. He was a friendly neighbor. Not really. We're hearing the opposite, that there were certain problems. But he had still worked as a security guard at the same company for a very long time. So he didn't have a history of having problems with his job because of XYZ. I don't know. It's such a mixed bag in how you decide, how we decide as a nation, how you parcel this out. To me, what was really missed was flagging him with the assault rifle. That doesn't make sense to me. If they had investigated, the FBI and had enough of a concern, they went back to that well twice, maybe three times. There is where that should have been known. That should have been known somewhere where they cross-reference it, but obviously that didn't happen. All right, let's move on to something else. How about this? This one is from Jake. He says, Kate, I know everybody's going to be talking about the mass shooting, but I just want to say, as somebody who grew up in Pittsburgh, yay for the Pittsburgh Penguins. I wish they had gotten it done at home, although I certainly wasn't there. I heard you mention that there was $1,000 a ticket, standing room only, which is crazy because Pittsburgh finally thought they were going to be able to crown a champion on their own ice, but that didn't happen. But they still won, and it's a very, very big win, my friend, for the Pittsburgh Penguins. As you know, and you've probably talked about before, it's a long, long season in the sports world, and they accomplished the pinnacle of getting to the Cup and winning the Cup again. And there'll be a massive parade, be sure, in Pittsburgh, and I will be there for it. I'll be on hand for it for sure, for sure, for sure. Congratulations to my Pittsburgh Penguins. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's the end of the season. It's a long season. Sidney Crosby, who is amazing for him, it's his, you know, this is his crowning moment, his second Stanley Cup win, which puts him on an elite list. And he was the leader of this team. So the Penguins beat the Sharks 3-1 in San Jose, and they won their fourth title. You know, this, you know, handful of years, it's been pretty good to the Pittsburgh Penguins, but it is their fourth Stanley Cup, exactly 7 years after their last championship. So it has been 7 years, and there it is, two cups for Sidney Crosby. Let's move on to Mary in Washington, Kate Delaney. I was thinking about you the other day with all the rain that Texas is having. I know your studio is located in Texas. How are Texans dealing with what has become a flood, it seems like, every other week? Like the rest of Americans, resiliency, baby. You know, in Dallas, in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, yes, we have had some brutal weather off and on. It just seems like all of a sudden the skies open up and we're either getting hail or we have low-lying areas that get flooded. We've seen lakes and creeks and all of that, you know, flow over. But I think the worst of the worst has got to be Houston. People that have died, people that suddenly find themselves with their car underwater, some terrible, terrible stories. And the brunt of some of the storms the last 2 months have really hit that area hard. And I feel for the people there, because how do you know? I mean, yes, you know weather's happening. You take precautions, I suppose. But see, here's the thing. There just are areas you're not aware of. And then you're all of a sudden you're in this low-lying area. And the next thing you know, you've hit a flood, and someone, hopefully if you're lucky, someone's trying to help you out of a car, out of a terrible situation. And the great thing is the resiliency of the people in Houston, because that's what's happened. People have reached across, grabbed ropes, done whatever they can to help somebody who's trapped, and there have been more stories of heroics than luckily of people who have lost their lives. So thanks for that question. Remember, you can always email me, americatonight.net.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.
866-91-STEEL.